All right, good afternoon.
This is going to be the State of the States address. We're going to be bringing out people from all the states. We'll be bringing them out in alphabetical order, and you're going to learn a lot. Some states will have longer than others because their states, like Arizona, have been so involved in such a situation that it needs longer. So we're going to give some states longer than others, and we're going to start out in alphabetical order. So we're going to start out with Alabama. Please join in welcoming Angela Shepherd and Jackson Slile of Alabama.
Here you go, guys. Thank you. And this is your clicker. Did they tell you how to run the clicker?
No.
Okay. So the green is forward. Okay. Black is, and you'll see your thing down there.
Okay. Cool.
All right, guys, welcome. You're from the great state of Alabama.
Yeah.
All right, so let's start going through your PowerPoint. If you know how to use the clicker there, the green, there you go. Perfect. All right, so, and it's also behind us if you need a little bit bigger version of that to see. So,
this wasn't mine. Hang on one second.
And we're going to have you pull your microphone up here.
There we go.
All right. How are you guys doing today?
We're good.
Doing good.
All right.
A little nerve-wracking.
Just a little nerve-wracking? Well, it's just us having a conversation. You know, it's just us having a conversation. Well, let's start with it. The great state of Alabama. You can advance to your next slide if you'd like.
You do.
Yeah.
All right. Now, here's the big lie, what they say President Trump received, Biden, and then the difference. There we go. All right. We'll let you start on this. Who wants to go first?
Well, I just want to talk about what Angela's got here.
Okay.
That's a different slide. So we have the video. There we go.
All right, so what is that we're seeing there?
So in Alabama, they have the election. You can go to the testing of the machines. So a week before the election, I decided that I would take a copy of my ballot, my absentee ballot. And therefore, thank you. And anyway, so I took it and just did Xerox copy and went to the election machine testing and fed it through, and as you can see on that.
So you took and made a copy on a, like a copy machine,
yes,
fed it through, and it read it as a legal ballot.
Yes. It did not spit it back out, which is crazy. So immediately we went over to our probate judge and was like, hey, this machine just took this fake ballot. And he's like, oh, okay. Well, just go ask the representative, the ES&S representative that was actually there that day.
Really?
Yes. He tried to explain it. There'd be no way that people would actually just do this, right? You would see people feeding ballots through a machine. And I'm sitting here going, you're totally missing the point. The point is that this machine just took a fake ballot. And so I'm like, a friend of mine yesterday was like, share this. Like, when we go to get a snack out of the machine and you put a fake dollar bill in there, does it take it? No, it spits it out. So our elections are not as secure as our snacks.
As your voting, as your vending machines.
Yes.
Very good point.
Yes.
I think give her a hand for that. That's a good analogy. I like that one.
And we just wanted to do the same thing in another county to, so that they couldn't say, well, that was just that machine. So we did it at the same time in a different county. And this is one of the ballots. It's just a piece of loose leaf paper that was cut out. And the first security issue is that the print shop that we took it to didn't even ask, hey, can I do this? They just said, how many copies do you need? And then when we scanned them through, the probate judge was shocked.
And so you actually put this, your copy paper, through two different machines in two different precincts?
Yes, and I cut mine with scissors, by the way, because it didn't fit at first. So I ran down the hall, grabbed some scissors, put it through there, and I was like, oh my gosh. And if you can't hear the volume on there, me and my friend were like, oh my gosh, you took it. So, and then of course, who does our Secretary of State go after? Not the ES&S machine company. Yes. Actually, not me, but the ones in Baldwin County called them, had them like acting like we had broken a law.
So
it was
he had his legal team, and he just wanted to call us to make sure we didn't violate the law.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
We need to call ES&S. Why is your accuracy test, your logic and accuracy test this is not okay. We need to do something to change it. No, we're more concerned that we're going to go after the voters or the people that did this. So he went on the radio the next day, went after all, like, alerted all the probate judges across the state of Alabama to be on alert. Like, we would really go and do this on election day. We were just trying to see what it would do.
I think you need to talk about our ballot counting certificate.
Yeah, this is very interesting. What is this here? Ballot counting certificate.
So in Alabama, after the election, night, you have a thing called the ballot accounting certificate.
Mm-hmm.
So ultimately, a ballot accounting certificate is, it's throughout the day, like the amount of voters that came through, the amount of votes that were tallied, and that kind of thing. And so I sat down for 3.5 hours after our primary in 2022, just a couple months back, and I went through and I found, I think there was like 7 different precincts that had discrepancies where they had more votes than voters. So what, in essence, it didn't match the tape, the tabulating tape that comes out from the side of your ES&S machine did not match the ballot accounting certificate. So in your states, you can be able to find out if you have ballot accounting certificates or things that are similar to that, and you can go and see if we're not going to be able to get our records because our officials are not giving them to us, then go and figure it out in your precincts. Go and work. And I mean, and that's public information. I guess you would have to look and see in your states if you're able to do that. But that's what I did, and I couldn't believe it. And we actually had a race in a 27th district where I live that came down to one vote.
One vote.
One vote, yes. But if the lawyers would have listened to me and told them to go back and look at those ballot accounting certificates, we would have never gotten into that situation because it should have been a special election that they should have done. But
any closing comment, Jason?
We just have to make sure that we're continuing to fight for what we know is right and do what God's called us to do. We're his hands and feet, and we just have to stay involved and praise God.
Absolutely. Thank you. Angela and Jason, thank them. Representing the state of Alabama.